Good morning, 6:38 a.m., 7/16, 2013, July the 16th, a Tuesday. It's not going to be a record day, but we're cranking right along here this morning. I should get the notice in a second. The last time I looked, it was like 15:20, so we should be sub 16 minutes. I hope we're right around 16 minutes for the first mile after yesterday's record-breaking pace. 15:48, 15 3/4. Not quite 16 minutes for a mile. That's a good pace. I gotta slow down, so I've got some wind to talk with while I'm walking. After yesterday's record-setting pace, I was not going to make two in a row. That's crazy talk. But 2 days in a row, sub 16. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. We just have to keep pressing, keep pushing that envelope, keep toning the muscles. We'll get there. So, yesterday, the strangest thing happened yesterday. I didn't write all day, not that that's unusual. These days, it's pretty common for me to go through the day cursing myself for not writing. Well, let me back up. I got back from the walk, as I said in the talk, just a few minutes before I had to turn around and take the daughter to school, and then go to my 8 o'clock therapy, and then get groceries, and then came home and completely forgot the idea that, oh yeah, I'm supposed to upload podcasts when I get home. So it was somewhat later in the day. Thank you, Tara Lee. Somebody remind me, honestly. I need to add a few more alarms to my phone so that I have a kind of safety net for my memory. Maybe set one for not 9 o'clock, because 9 o'clock is a little too early. But at least maybe 10. Did you post your post today? And we'll see how that works out. Oh, and given that I just discovered how to set the name of the alarm, so it will actually prompt me for that in the last week or so, that'll make things a little bit easier. So I do have a 7 o'clock alarm. I hope it doesn't go off. I don't dare fiddle with it for fear that I'll shut off the recorder. I will just have to make sure I'm home before it goes off, which means stepping along sharply here. I have 18 minutes before it goes off, which should be more than enough, because typically these things don't run more than 17, 18 minutes long, unless I'm poking along. So yeah, yesterday was one of those days. Although something must have been working. Something must have been percolating under the surface. Because at the end of the day, when I would normally just say, oh, it's too late, screw it, I'll write tomorrow, I said, I think it was around 7 o'clock, I said, well, 2,000 words. My goal is 2,000 words a day. That came out of therapy in the morning. It was like, we're talking about my inability to focus on productive activities, that I'll do anything except actually do the thing that will reduce my level of angst. And rather than focus on why that is, my therapist said, so, if somebody came to you with this problem, what would you tell them? It's like, well, write 2,000 words a day. Spend 1 hour, because an hour is 1,000 words. Write 1 hour in the morning and 1 hour in the afternoon. With my schedule, that should be a cakewalk. I should be. It's like, okay, it's just a question of saying between 1 and 2 I'm going to write, and between 9 and 10 I'm going to write, or between 10 and 11 I'm going to write, and make it so. And actually I made it real. I went to my blackboard, my whiteboard, my to-do list, and I put in big letters 9 to 11, thinking my 2 hours in the morning, and 1 to 3, 2 hours in the afternoon. Time that is generally not claimed by other activities. And either one of those two sessions should give me 2,000 words. And both of them should give me at least 3,000 if I can manage to focus long enough to fit my schedule to those, quote, work hours, unquote. It came from a decomposition, a deconstruction of the work that I was doing when I went to the writing workshop over a year ago out in Oregon. And I didn't have a choice. I had to write. I had to write during these hours. And because I had a lot of work that had to be turned in the next morning. And a lot of it was, you don't have time to think about this, dude. You just have to write something down. Which was something I knew, but somewhere along the line forgot. So I had to write something down, and so I did. And because there were no distractions, because we were at the workshop, because I was staying in the cabin alone, me, my laptop, and a printer, which I still have the printer. I still find the printer slightly amusing. Me, my printer, a coffee grinder and a coffee pot, and one guaranteed delicious meal a day for breakfast. And the rest was do what you need to do. We had two class sessions, 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon, or in the evening, even in the evening, when we had a lesson where we listened to Dean, where we chatted a bit between ourselves, among ourselves, but not really. Talking about our work in process or in progress for the workshop, but rather talking about just general stuff. So I met some really interesting people. I met Rebecca Sinise, who's a really cool lady. I just read one of her books. Shoot, I wish I could remember what it was. Good morning. Good morning. And good morning to you. The little beagle dog this morning. So I met Rebecca, and I met actually a couple of Rebeccas. There's a Rebecca here in Colorado. I met half a dozen people from Colorado. The Colorado contingent was the largest one in this workshop. I think there were, of the 22, eight of us were from Colorado. Mostly from the Springs, but a couple from Denver. Most of them had drunk the Dean Wesley Smith Kool-Aid in terms of write short stories, write a lot of short stories, write a short story a week, sell the short stories at $2.99, package them in anthologies, and get a lot of titles out. And even if you don't sell very many, you'll make a good income, which... Yeah, which sounds sort of weird, but it's actually, numerically, it's entirely feasible. It'll take a year or two of work, which, you know, anything will. But once you have the backlist, you're good. Anyway, so part of it was, what made that workshop so productive? Why was I able to write, for example, a romance story? Part of it was, I was... required to. It was sort of like a work for hire, sort of like this Greedock story, only shorter. And Monkpole. And I didn't have any distractions. There were no kids, there was no phones. My phone did work, but I was still on my BlackBerry then. So I didn't have a lot of, you know, there was no internet access or very little in the in the cabin. I had to really take my laptop into the office during the day to do any kind of research or checkup or that kind of stuff. So there were no distractions, there was no social media, there was no anything that would distract me from sit down and write something. In fact, not only were there no distractions, writing was basically my only entertainment. I had some books, of course, on my BlackBerry, on my Kindle app, but, you know, it was basically read or write. And reading seemed sort of, you're here to write, why don't you write? So there's this sort of commitment, this sort of mindset to, okay, this is a writing retreat, I'm going to write while I'm here. I'm going to take advantage, and I did. So, talking this all over, what I sort of need to do is play a game with my brain and say, okay, I'm going to go on a writing retreat for 2 hours every day, or 4 hours every day, 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon, or I'm going to go away, where I'm going to exercise self-control and either shut off social media or shut off my router or do something to isolate myself from the distractions of Google Plus or Facebook or whatever and dedicate 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon to going to this special place in my brain wherein nothing else really matters except grinding out some words. Now later, once I get the Greedock story out, I'll be more flexible about what quote writing unquote means. So at some point I'll use that time for recording, or I'll use that time for editing, or I'll use that time for pushing some project forward. The reality is that once I get this Greedock story off my plate, then I can do the fun stuff, which is format double share, get that out. Format captain share, release that at long last. Owner share is out for edit. And I'm hoping that by the time I get all this other stuff taken care of, owner share will be back and I'll be able to release it in time for Christmas. I was hoping. Didn't happen. So what I have to do now is focus on, okay, what can I make happen? And the answer is, what I can make happen is today. I can say, from 9 to 11, I'm going to write. From 1 to 3, I'm going to write. What I write, who I write, where I write, what's going on, will all depend on the current priorities on my to-do list. But I'm going to go away in my mind and focus for 2 hours. And with any luck at all, as Patrick J. McLean said, you have to suck for 5 minutes and after that you can flow. So keeping in mind that I have to sit there, stare at the page for 5 minutes every time. And I have to push through those 5 minutes and avoid going to Facebook, avoid checking my Gmail, avoid all of the little things that I substitute for meaningful work that make me think I'm actually doing some kind of work. Avoid those and focus simply on getting into my special place. And so last night, after dinner, I made a little ritual of brewing myself one cup of coffee. I had, last year for Christmas, I asked for, or maybe it was for my birthday, I asked for a manual coffee mill. So, one of these little Japanese ceramic burr grinders that takes 4 or 5 tablespoons of coffee beans and through the application of physical labor on a grinding handle, produces nicely, evenly ground coffee on demand. And so I boiled some water and I used my little number 2 filter drip cone and made myself one single cup of coffee that was really quite strong. And I retired to my word processor and drank my coffee. It took me from about 7:30 to about 9:30. And then I just dubbed around for an hour or so. But I wrote 2,100 words last night. And I woke up this morning. It was a terrible night. It was a horrible night. I could not sleep. I couldn't. I'd fall asleep, I'd wake up. I'd fall asleep, I'd wake up. And then sometime around 4 o'clock, I woke up and I realized, oh, I bet I know why. One of the things that my evening meds do is make me drowsy. So I postponed taking them until I was ready to go to bed, rather than taking them on my normal schedule, which is at 8 p.m. Now, if I'd taken them at 8 p.m., I'd have been comatose by 9:15. That's not highly conducive to writing. So I postponed, figuring, well, I'll take them later. And, of course, I forgot. So the anti-inflammatants, the drugs that helped me cope with the arthritis pain, did not get their renewal at the end of the day. The drug that makes me drowsiest did not get injected into my system, so I did not sleep worth a damn. I will need to take a nap today, but I think that's going to be okay. I think that's going to be fine, because I got up around 4:45 and did the grind yourself a cup of coffee routine again, because I forgot to use the big electric grinder to get enough coffee ground for a whole pot. And I made myself a cup of coffee, and I went down, and at about 5 o'clock started writing. And I was closer to 5:30, truthfully. I went through my Gmail, checked Google Plus, a couple other things. But I got 550-odd words this morning, before 6 o'clock. So I'm down to 1,500 words for the day to make my quota, and I haven't done my two-hour stints yet. Now, whether or not I will actually do my two-hour stints is up for grabs. Nothing is certain. Seventeen and a quarter on the back side. Good, good, good. So anyway, very positive morning starting off. Let's see if I can manage to maintain. The story itself has picked up some legs. I'm just writing. I came to the conclusion that if I have to write a novel, I'll write a novel. I'll let Scott deal with it when he gets it. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.